Do you feel like your business is running your life instead of the other way around? I'm Roy Castleman. I've built multiple seven-figure companies, worked across continents, and coached high-performing entrepreneurs. But I've also been completely burnt out. At one point, I was barely seeing my daughter, drowning in stress, and one step away from walking away from it all. That's when I made a decision to build a business and a life that works for me. The journey became Elevate 360. A system to help business owners reclaim their time, find their energy again, and get back in control without sacrificing growth. And this podcast, Power Movers, is where I share real stories behind that shift. Each week, you'll hear from entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders who've walked through the fire and come out of the other side with clarity, courage, and a system that works. If you're ready to build a business that gives you more life instead of taking it away, you're in the right place. Hello, Power Movers. I'm here with Christiana, and Christiana is an amazing lady. She's a TEDx speaker, a business and wellness coach, professor, best-selling author, and all sorts of other things, but primarily she's an entrepreneur. And welcome. Welcome to the podcast, and yeah, looking forward to hearing more about your story.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm really excited to be sharing some of my secrets and, of course, maybe even sharing a few more secrets and how to make you more successful as well and more powerful.
Awesome, awesome. TEDx, tell me all the news. That's exciting, no?
Yeah, it's super exciting. Yeah, I spoke on the TEDx stage mid of August, 8/16, which I think is an absolute magical day if you think about that. Mm-hmm. It was definitely a fantastic moment stepping on that stage. And now I am documenting everything that led me to that red dot. That on the stage, there is a big red dot that you stand on when you give your speech, right? So I'm calling my upcoming book Runway to the Red Dot. And
oh, amazing.
And then I can't wait to share that video with you when it comes out. So it's right now still in the back of my mind as it's fresh. I'm writing down everything into my book. And if you sign up to get the video as soon as it's released, you even get a teaser of that upcoming book.
Amazing. And you've got a few books that you've published.
Behind me. Yeah. If you're watching that video, I have these books that actually on this day today that we are recording 9/9. I launched my very first book that was called How to Master Your Goals. Yeah. And immediately it turned into a bestseller on Amazon because I think everybody wants to master their goals. We're all sitting on the sidelines wondering when are we having the time to master our goals, but how do we actually do that? So I share it in the book. And the next book, Discover Your Superpower, came out earlier this year, 2025 in March. On the second anniversary of my podcast, actually the third anniversary of my podcast, Happy Healthy Hustle. And then the planner that goes along with both books, Petite Practice Planner, came out end of March then. So it's a little family now of books.
Amazing, amazing. So let's go back a little bit, right? How do you become an entrepreneur?
It's an easy question. And I think that's the one that most people struggle with.
Yeah.
You can just say, oh, I want to do it to make money. That is more once you figure it out, where is the opportunity? You have to look for an opportunity. Most of the time, the opportunity happens when you figure out what is a struggle that I had in my own life that I overcame.
Yeah.
What is it that helped me to go from point A to point B? Because guess what? You are amazing and unique, but your problem might not be. So when you figure out how to describe, package, wrap up that problem into a service or into a book, at that point, you have something on your hands that could help others. So in essence, entrepreneurship is really helping others. And then when you help them, it will help you because they will purchase book, product, service, whatever. And that will ultimately then make you money. But you can't just start with the B, oh, I want to make money. You have to start at A. How did I get there?
And what was your story? How did you get into this journey?
That I frequently felt overwhelmed and stuck. couldn't really figure out how to do all these things, and I had even more goals, and I felt the day wasn't long enough. And then I figured out a system that I'm sharing in my books and in my coaching that I actually call petite practice, that if you take small steps, it will ultimately lead to momentum, and the momentum will lead you to master your goals, right? So we're just taking bite-sized steps at something big will make you a really successful entrepreneur.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about you, yourself, your where you're from, how you, your journey, so to speak.
Yeah, so you can hear from my accent, born in Europe, particularly in Germany, actually. So whenever I coach, I write, or I teach, I still have that German structured thinking in my head, or the European influenced alignment, let's call it like that. But living in Germany, I also felt I want to explore other cultures. I really want to learn other languages. I want to explore what other countries are doing. And looked at France, I speak French. I looked at Spain, I speak Spanish too. And then I thought America is another option as well, right? It's the cradle of entrepreneurship, so to speak, and then ultimately ended up in the United States, is going for my master's degree and then my PhD in applied economics. Then from there, I am now in academia. I'm a professor. I teach innovation, entrepreneurship, and marketing. I live in California. So you can, if you think about the globe at your fingertips, right? I took a total turn around the world, flew from Germany to United States, and now I'm living in a beautiful coastal town here in California and having an amazing time teaching my students, coaching my clients, and running a very successful podcast.
Amazing. And that's, for me, that's what the journey is, right? We both coach people, and I really want entrepreneurs to live the life they love, right? Because if you can't do that, then what's the point? There just isn't any point. You talk about wellness as well.
Yes, I actually have a bachelor's degree in foods and nutrition and worked as a dietitian for a while. And then I have to be honest with you, Ray, working as a dietitian was eye-opening and life-changing at the same time. Because I understood in that moment that changing somebody's diet is just one piece of the equation. There are so many elements, external and internal, that impact somebody's wellness, that at that point I got like the ultimate spark. All right, so I know about nutrition now. I know how to put meal plans together. I want to learn more. I want to learn more about what happens in the mind of a consumer when they stand in front of a shelf and make a purchasing decision. And that's what I actually ended up studying, right? So I studied applied economics that connects decisions with regard to prices, packaging, product design, to ultimately then spending your money on the product you're looking at. And my dissertation actually focused on obesity. So I created a model that connects those two elements right there. And that's, I think, really what happens in your life, that you feel there's a little bit else, something else out there. And you need to listen to this voice, and you need to use this voice in your ultimate motivation to keep going and to keep learning. That's what happened for me. So I still use wellness in my coaching, and I'm always very adamant when I have clients that I ask them, what did you do with regard to your wellness? How did you take care of yourself? Is there anything new that you read? Something new that you tried with regard to workouts? I'm also a fitness instructor. And then we talk about business as well. But the wellness has to come first.
First of all, you have to get some time together. How I do it, I help them with AI. So I say, okay, you don't have enough time? Okay, have some AI and have a bit of time. Have some clarity and have some time. Then we'll talk about wellness. Have some energy. Have the power to do what you want to do, to go to your vision. And then we can talk about the business. And sometimes I see people that are already okay. They're good in the wellness. But they still don't have the time. And there's always this interplay. And I think that's such a powerful statement. As you're going on to this entrepreneur's journey, it's what problem are you fixing in the world? What pain can you help alleviate? And I've spoken to a few people about this in the last couple of days, and it's really, there is more than enough pain out there, and if you have a solution to it, step and go. Literally, we talk about the ICP a lot, the ideal customer profile, and that's a real focus, especially with marketing, I would presume.
Yes, exactly. And frequently I hear from my clients, it's already been done. No, because you are your own best ICP. Think about yourself. Think about selling the product yourself. Write up the profile about you before you have this transformation. And all of a sudden, you're going to realize that what you will create has not been done yet because you're creating it, right? And I think there is that underestimation about, yes, the market might be saturated, about how unique and how empowering that is when you really create something that will help others. And when you see people light up because they get your product or your service, don't underestimate that. It's absolutely life-changing.
The other thing that I love to encourage people with here is tell the story, tell your story, because people don't buy a product, they buy you, they buy your story, they buy, what they can see themselves in you. So if you can relate to at that level, that's the secret sauce right there. So you just tell us a bit about your business. Tell us about how you've grown to where you are. Obviously, you do all these. People are going to be saying, "How does she do all of that?"
Oh, a beautiful question. And I'm actually going to continue with what you started, the story. I think one of my unique skills and how I grew my business is that I know how to listen to what my customers are saying, right? So if I sell them a wellness product, I listen. All right, so what are they really looking for? How can I help them with their wellness? And then they tell me their unique needs, and I go back and I create a sales sheet addressing these unique needs with the words that they actually used. And I think that's something that you frequently underestimate, that your customer is already telling you what they want and what they need. You can't ignore that. So either way, you have it, and you're words perfectly lined up with the way that they described it. Great, right? That's 100% lineup and alignment. Or maybe it's 80% there, but go back and fix it. And maybe even record them talking about the product and then use those words or even testimonials to have them talk about the product. Or you're like, I have this thing here, but I describe it completely different than what they are describing it. So they would never search for it, even though I know it will help them. It's like a complete mismatch. So you need to go back to the drawing board. And that's frequently when I work with my clients, we're like, I just need to start with something new. You already have it here. You just haven't described it in a way that your consumer describes it. So that's frequently how I feel I get the biggest aha moments that we feel we just need to do something else and something else. It's not necessarily true at all. You probably already have something amazing. You just haven't either way found your ideal client yet, or you haven't described it in a way that your ideal client would describe it.
But isn't that just so entrepreneurial? We love the creation process. We love building stuff, and we'd rather build 10 different things because that's more exciting than get the one thing working 100% well. And I talk about visionaries and integrators quite a lot. And the visionary being, when you start out on your own, when you're the only person, the solo entrepreneur, you have to be everything, right? But as you get to a certain point, you need to get people to help you, right? You need to have an outside view. And that's when the integrator needs to come in because they're the ones that get the work done. The visionary has the vision, has the big goals and the big plans, but the integrator, they're actually going to make sure that your vision gets put into play.
Yep. And that's why it's so important actually to hire a coach. Frequently, entrepreneurs think, oh, I can just do this. And I think I got a good handle on this whole social media thing, writing emails, oh, running a podcast. In reality, you need that integrator that kind of says, hold on. All these pieces don't really have a brand umbrella over it, right? So if you look in the shelf behind me, you can see I use these French colors on all my books. And all my books have this very particular design. It's because my trademark is called Petite Practice. It has a French word in it, petite for small, and practice for something I coach is these small elements of moving on and trying something to build your business. So you need to have this integrator that could be brutally honest and say, all right, this is not working because it's not really how your brand is positioned right now. And your sales funnel is having these leaky spots right here. And you maybe need to align this a little bit more. Or maybe your energy goes towards this product where in reality it should be going right there. That is so important to have that coach that has that whole element lined up. And that could tell you that because it's great to have visionaries that are maybe top of the funnel or middle of the funnel or bottom of the funnel, and they just have these great ideas. But it's also to see these integrators that are like the hands-on people that are really thinking, all right, so hold on, maybe start cranking out at this level because our whatever top of the funnel is a little thin. So I need something right there. And that's really what a business coach can do. They can make you thrive. You plant the seeds, but they are really going to make that whole tree really come up there.
Yeah, and it's that idea, you can't read the label if you're inside the jar, right? Yeah, you
Yeah.
really can't. You can't get that top-down view. And yeah, I think so many coaches have the ability to shortcut the pain.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you need to find a coach that can shortcut the pain for you, yeah. Why make the mistakes that have been made elsewhere already? Let's talk about something else. What is your view on AI and where that's going to take us?
I think if you think about what's the most precious resource, then you and I, we already chatted about this. It's time, right? Time is really something we all have it 24 hours in a day. No matter how much money you make, we all have that. But at the same time, you can't purchase time. The only thing you can do is you can become more efficient. So my way on looking at AI is if you don't love it, then you can do your old-fashioned way, I call with my students, of keeping things the way that you want to keep it. And it's going to be time-consuming. If you want to save some time, maybe you want to use AI, right? So for somebody to say, and I had a podcast episode just last week where I said, is using ChatGPT cheating, right? If you think using AI is cheating, then you're not using it properly because you need to use it as a tool. And it's not really coming down to the fact who has the best tools, but who uses them in the best way. So you need to look at AI as something that's an art, and you're becoming a creative designer and artist in making it work for you. That's my view on AI. It's not just something that's like plug and play and I'm calling it good. Nope. You really need to learn how to use it, and you need to use it in a way that makes your life more efficient, using that German word right there.
I think to carry on with that thought process, for me, what, and I've done AI 2.5 years deeply into AI. I run IT companies as part of my suite of companies. And yeah, the AI side of it, what I really learned was the first thing it taught me was how to communicate again. Because I think as we go through our careers, as we go through the things we do, we get a little bit worse sometimes at communicating. We just expect people to understand what we want. And it's quite simple, right? And we bring this entrepreneurial spirit to the work that we do. So we have passion, we have purpose, we have a drive because it's our company. But the people that work for us, they don't have that. Yeah, they don't have the same thing. And when you talk to AI for the first time, you tend to talk the same way that you talk to your staff. So you talk to it and rubbish comes back and you're like, this tool's rubbish. I don't like this. But then once you actually start realizing how clear and how much clarity you need to bring to it, and who are you talking to? What are you asking for? What format do you want it to be in? What are the steps that you want it to take? What should it avoid? How do you want the output framed? Suddenly, the clarity that comes out, the document that comes out, or the output that comes out is so much better. And this has really taught me quite strongly how to deal with my personal relationships, my staff relationships, my supplier relationships in a much better way. So if you can bring this tool into your existence and then understand that it's a reflector of what you're capable of. If the tool is giving you back total rubbish, I'm afraid then you're putting in total rubbish. And if you're putting total rubbish into that tool, you're probably also putting total rubbish into other parts of your life.
Yep, I call it the three-step process. I call it keep, toss, rewrite. There
Okay.
might be some great things that come out, keep that. There might be some rubbish that comes out and toss that. And there might be some things you're like, eh, it's like halfway there, rewrite that. But
Yeah.
it's really, you need to be the one with the critical eye that looks at that and decides which of these three bins does it go to, keep pile, toss pile, rewrite pile. And it will make you better over time, depending on how you use your prompting or your logic and your thinking. You just need to be much more specific of what you're really trying to get out of it.
And you're right, it's a journey. It's a marathon, it's not a sprint. You can't just come in, learn AI and have it working. No. I'm still learning things 2.5 years, 3 years almost in to the equation. I'm like, okay, there's so many things that I've learned, and I couldn't even go and do a course now of 2 months and be able to learn it all if I started again. You need to be doing it every day. You need to be testing it. You need to be finding different models. And so much so that you actually need to work out a way to avoid the noise because there's so much noise. There's so many tools and so many people promising so many things within it. What are the things, the problems that you're trying to solve? Because if you can try and solve the problems, that your business needs to, or do you have the right number of leads? Do you have the right element of customer service? Do you have the right operational elements where you're delivering the product? And what are the problems you're trying to solve? Suddenly, now it's a useful tool. And it's not, AI is not going to take your job away. Somebody that understands it properly is going to take your job away. If you just imagine for a second that there's a company out there that's doing things much more efficiently, much more effectively, using tools and automations to get through it, they're going to be able to provide that service with a product so much cheaper than you will. And that's the challenge for entrepreneurs right now. How do you become more efficient, more effective? And very importantly, when you're doing that, how do you keep the human as the top? How do you keep the human? Because that though it's actually not the AI that's going to differentiate in the future, it's the human.
I completely agree. And in my podcast episode that I just released last week on my podcast, Happy Healthy Hustle, I actually compare AI to a treadmill because I'm a business coach, right? I have these little wellness comparisons right there. And again, I love that you said comparing it to a tool because a treadmill might not even appeal to anybody, but it's just how do we use that to become fit, right? How do we get on a treadmill and start using it? And that's really what I want to emphasize. It's not just like putting a treadmill in your living room. It's not really how it works. You actually need to use it and you need to use it properly to see results. And that's like how we are looking at it. So yeah, tune into that podcast episode. It's a fun one. And then I'm quite famous for my analogies and comparisons that break down something complex and maybe even controversial into something that makes our life a little bit more fun and enjoyable.
Yeah. Talking about fun and enjoyable. What do you do for fun?
Love reading. Yeah. So if you look at that book myself, right, there is a little Eiffel Tower. I like traveling. Take usually like one big trip per year. I love reading a lot. And there are also quite a bit of children books behind me. You can see those in the color, like rainbow colors right there. So I have two daughters and they're making my life fun. And of course, living in California, there's a lot of time we can spend outside. So going to the beach, going for walks, going maybe on a camping trip. It's really just being very intentional with your time. And thinking a little bit about weaving in those small moments, those petite practices, even in your personal life. You don't always have to travel the world, but if you could just take a couple of hours away and do something fun during the day, it's an immense refresh, really. Whether you are stretching, meditating, going for that quick walk, or just reading a fun book, that's really what I love doing. It's weaving in those small moments of fun.
So, I'm just going to pick up on some of the things you were talking about there. I get up in the morning, 4:30. I do some breath work, I then do some meditation. I go downstairs, get the sweat on, do some PT. Then I'll jump in the sauna, and then I'll jump in the ice bath. What's your morning? Do you have a specific morning routine for
Oh,
success?
very specific, down to the T.
Yeah.
So get up. I usually drink celery juice. And now, for all those that are like, oh, what is that? It has to be prepared with a juicer. You can just make throw celery in a blender. But I like drinking that, kind of flushes out toxins, so to speak. Then what I do is actually I stretch in the morning, every morning, not a tremendous amount of time, 8 to 10 minutes, but it's also a grounding practice because I just drank that celery juice. And so I want to connect to the earth, to myself. And while I stretch, I also feel I'm just me and getting ready for the day. So I go through that. And while I do that, I sometimes do some oil pulling, which means you take some oil. It could be coconut oil, it could be grapeseed oil, olive oil, and you swish that around in your mouth while you do that. It gets out toxins from the night. Fun fact is, my teenage daughter does it actually too now. You have to be careful that you don't swallow it while you do your stretching. So that's the one thing I'm telling you. Sometimes when you swish things around your mouth, you forget about it and you're like, oops, oh, my guy's got a whole bunch of coconut oil now. I swish that. Then you have to spit that out in the garbage can, or for the British people here, in the rubbish, right? You can put that down in your sink. Put on a nice face mask, and then I have my breakfast and my morning routine starts. So even before I sit down, I do a lot of moving, not fast, but I just ease into my day. I'm a firm believer of slow mornings. I take a lot of time before I actually sit at the computer because I believe there's so much groundwork I want to do with my body and honoring that I woke up and celebrating the day and being grateful that I'm here, that I first need to get that done before I do anything else with the world.
Amazing. Your last favorite holiday. Where did you go and what did you
I consider my birthday my holiday.
do?
Yeah, my birthday is in July. We actually went to a beautiful store. It's a Canadian company, it's called Lush. And we made bath bombs, we made little face washes, little lip scrubs, etc. It was beautiful. I had my daughters, I had a friend there, and we essentially created natural beauty products right there and then. And not a huge ordeal, something very simple if you think about that, but you're making things with your hand and it's very playful too. It's a creative process. You're smelling things. It's also, of course, a social process because you are hanging out and you're chatting. And then you walk home and you have these amazing products still to use when you come home. So that's what I did. And now, of course, we're in the fall season. So out of all holidays, the holidays we find in a calendar, aside from my birthday, definitely Christmas. And now I'm lucky because I live in California, so I don't have the German snow anymore. So I can actually celebrate Christmas and maybe still wear a t-shirt while I'm looking at my Tannenbaum in the United States.
Yeah, amazing. So, just wrapping up now and thinking about this, there's probably a whole hundred of lessons that you've learned in your life. And but if you were a new entrepreneur just getting ready to start and you were just sitting on the fence and you weren't
Yeah.
you didn't do it, what would be that one lesson that you would tell them?
Hire a coach. Don't waste your time downloading all these free things, looking at YouTube videos, because a coach, especially if you keep working with the same person, will be your best cheerleader. Trust me. I wish I would have had a coach much early on. I thought, oh, I can do it myself, and I'm just going to get this free PDF over here. That's not really how life works. I think that you need to actually commit to it. You need to spend some money on hiring somebody, and you will see your business taking off like a rocket. And that would be my number one advice. Hire a coach that works with me, with you. I always tell my clients, I see you, and I know you are there, and that some days are hard and some days are better, but I'm there for you. And I think you need to have somebody like that is going to be there supporting you. And again, I work with people one-on-one. If you're more like a group animal, there's probably bigger programs as well. But for me, it's really the individuality that I wish I would have done earlier. I have a business coach myself, but I think that a business owner needs somebody like that in their corner. It's like in the Dirty Dancing movie, right? You need somebody like that in your corner.
Amazing, amazing. And if people want to get hold of you, you mentioned that you've got this offer coming out with your TEDx. So I'll put that link in here as well. But if they want to get hold of you, how do they get hold of you?
Go to my website, drchristiane.com. You can take the Discover Your Superpower quiz. That's linked right there. Discover Your Superpower for free. And then, of course, with that amazing quiz, you might get some insight on how to get your journey started.
All right, amazing. Thank you very much for joining me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And yeah,
Thank
we'll
you.
do this again in a few months and see what's how the TEDx has carried on.
Would love to. Thank you.
All righty. Thanks for listening to Power Movers, the podcast from All the Power, where our mission is to help business owners reclaim their time, reset their energy, and live the life they love. If this episode sparked something for you, your next step is simple. Take the fit check at allthepower.co.uk. It's a short clarity tool that helps you see where you are, what's getting in the way, and what might be possible if you have the right system. When you're ready, come and join the tribe. Power Movers starts with our signature framework called Elevate 360, a system built to help you escape survival mode, create structure, and move forward with power. Just remember, everything we share here is based on real stories, experience, and frameworks. It's not personal business advice. Always speak to a coach or advisor before making big decisions. Because in the end, it's about more than business. It's about building a life that you actually love. I'm Roy Castleman, and I'll see you in the next episode.